We're going to be talking about uncertainty. And I just want us to really start to reflect on what Scripture has to say on this subject. And this morning, my title is Times of Uncertainty, Finding Hope. So finding hope in the midst of uncertainty, in the middle of things that are difficult. Our passage this morning that Jill's going to read for us in just a moment is from Genesis 28. It's the account and the dream that Jacob has at Bethel. Before we hear that, I just want to put that in its context so that we understand where this reading is set. Now, it's about Jacob, and Jacob has this dream. But Jacob's parents, Isaac and Rebekah, had twins. And does anybody remember Jacob's brother? What was his name? Esau. And we think I've got a photo, a little picture there. That'll do. Good. And as we know, Esau was the older brother. He was the favorite son of Isaac. And as we know, Rebekah loved her younger child, Jacob. Isaac was preparing to die and spoke to Esau and said, "Son, I want to give you my blessing. I want to pass on my blessing to you." And he instructed him to go and prepare game and to cook it like he liked it, so that he might share that with his father and then receive the blessing. The problem was that with that was that he didn't share that with Rebekah. He did it in quiet. And as we know, Rebekah was listening at the tent and heard this conversation going on. If we wind back just a little bit, before the children were born, Rebekah received a prophecy in Genesis 25, verse 23, which the Lord said to her, "Two nations are going to be in your womb, and two peoples from within that will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger." So this important prophecy was given before the boys were born, these two twins. Now, there was a story that goes on that Jacob had prepared a meal, and Isaac had come back, and he was absolutely famished. He was close to starvation because he'd been out hunting and doing other things. And as part of the story goes that Esau asked if he could have some food. And Jacob said to him, "Yes, you can if you give me your birthright." And he gave him his birthright. He shared it on. You can read this within Genesis 27. And so the time came when the two brothers, so that's Jacob and Esau. Esau went out and a kill to prepare a meal for his father. But his mother, Rebekah, told Jacob what had been happened. Told Jacob to go and kill a choice goat from the pen and prepare a feast for his father, which he did. And then, as we know, there was a little bit of a conversation with his father about sharing the food. But basically, the blessing was then passed to Jacob instead of Esau. Now, that caused disharmony in the family. And if you know the passage, what happened next? What happened next? Does anybody know? Now, we should know this story really well. But what happened next was that there was enmity between the brothers. Esau felt cheated and wanted to kill his brother. His mother, Rebekah, said, "Look, you need to go to my brother. Go to Haran and go to see Laban. Go and marry from that stock." Because Esau had married out of culture. He'd married from the Canaanite clan, which wasn't a good thing. And so his mother said, "Look, rather than losing two of my sons today, go to Laban. Go and see if you can make that journey." So he went with his father's blessing and started this journey. And so we pick up, and Jill's going to come and bring that reading to us now from chapter 28. Thank you, Jill.
Morning. So we're going to pick up the story in Genesis 28, beginning at verse 10. Jacob's dream.
reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a staircase resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head, and he set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and all that you give me, I will give you a tenth. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen.